You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Build your tribe with this quick tip on how to use video to improve organic reach on Facebook. Facebook is putting more emphasis on video. Now, before I go much further, let me clarify that where they're placing emphasis is not on video everywhere, but video that is uploaded specifically to Facebook, which is different from me posting my own video to YouTube and then sharing the YouTube link on Facebook. That's getting views too, but it's as much as triple the number of views if you post it directly to Facebook.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey, what's up? I'm so happy that we get to spend this time together. I hope you know I really appreciate the fact that you listen to the show and that you've suggested it to other people, and I value your time. That's what this whole podcasting is about for me. It's just a way to help enrich my knowledge, and I know other people are doing the same thing and improving their business and improving their lives and spending a little time with me. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate that. And I want to start this off by thanking those of you who have left a review for me in the iTunes store. I can't believe, I'm seriously overwhelmed by how many people have actually taken the time, not just to click, you know, 5-star, but to actually write something. So I wanted to read a few of them. And I have read every single review. They all mean so much to me. Kelly Yeomans wrote, "Shalene, in her natural, effervescent, self-delivering million-dollar tips for successful business building. Her intelligent shortcuts and teachings continue to skyrocket my business when I implement. I am beyond excited to know that we have her expertise in a podcast. She truly does walk her talk. She wants others to experience and be able to live life without being too stressed and enjoy it." Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. Let's just see if I can scroll through a couple more of them. Digimom, "This is going to help so lots of O's, many people. Thank you, Shalene." Appreciate that very much. Natalie Jill says, "I love what Shalene teaches. Shalene has a fantastic way of communicating trending topics in a way that people can really follow, very easily understand and implement. She is also fantastic at motivating people to take action. She shares simple, easy to implement steps and ideas, and she also practices what she preaches." That means a lot to me. I do really try to hold myself accountable, and I just have to thank each and every one of you for the reviews that you've written and that you've kind of gone into detail. I know that when I read reviews, I can kind of tell if it's someone who's just like, you know, kissing butt and it's like a friend who wrote the review, and when it's someone who's like really a student of and is really listening to the podcast. So please know I've read every single one of these and your check is in the mail. Just kidding. It really does mean a lot to me. I love you guys. So let's get to it. Facebook video. Y'all, this is huge. So huge. I can't even tell you how huge. It can't even fit into your eardrums. Facebook recently announced that they have been averaging more than 1 billion with a B video views per day, get this, since June, with 65% of them where? On people's phones. That's where people are watching them. Brands are using videos. You're using videos. Facebook like pages are using videos. Videos are how you are going to get back in the news feed without always having to pay to be seen. Over the past year, video has become a huge emphasis for Facebook. In fact, the network reports that it grew over 50%, get this, not in a year's time, but just from May through July, 50% more video being seen in the newsfeed of Facebook. I want to share everything that I know about Facebook video and the best practices, not only of my customers and clients, but also of the experts and the people who are just killing it. And I happen to be watching them and taking notes. There is so much to get through in 30 minutes that if I don't get through all of these topics, I promise I will create an additional episode because this is very important stuff for those of you who are trying to get your message out there, build your brand, build your business, connect with people, build your tribe, and serve your lifers. Somebody needs to tell me to slow down. I know I talk so fast, but it's like I know you've got 30 minutes and I want to get through as much of it as possible. So that's why I speed up my tone. But I don't really talk this fast in real life. And there's no special effect on this. I'm just talking that fast. And yes, I've had a cup of coffee, but I have so much to get through. Here's what I'm going to cover in this value-packed episode. how long your video should be, how to create enticing thumbnails, how to create a call to action in every video that you create, how to basically place your own ad within your own video and still stay within Facebook guidelines, how to find royalty-free music for videos, what kind of things get people to share your videos, how to make videos that you don't even have to star in, and most importantly, how to make sure your videos are being seen in the newsfeed. All right, let's start with everyone's biggest complaint about Facebook, and that's that we're just not seeing our stuff being shared in the newsfeed. In fact, organic reach, we know it's down. I mean, this isn't the first time you've heard this. Statistics range anywhere from 16 to 6% on average of your posts are being seen by people who actually say, hey, I'm a fan of this page and I want to see their stuff. Anywhere between 6 and 16 is the average. Remember, that's an average. There are those people, however, who are having their materials seen by a much higher percentage of their fans on Facebook. And how are they doing that if they're not running ads? Because right now, remember, we're just talking about organic reach in this episode. People who are seeing your stuff, they're commenting and liking on it without you having to pay for it. That's what the term organic reach refers to. First, let's just start with the concept of a reduction in the amount of things people see in their newsfeed from you. Now, this isn't just a Facebook issue. All forms of social media where people are actually looking at organic reach are seeing a decrease. Everyone, including your mom and your aunt and your grandma and your former high school English teacher, they're all now on Facebook, they're all on social media and Pinterest and everywhere else. And most of us who realize, you know, I've got an important message I want to share, we figured out that there's a methodology to this, that people share and what people comment on and what people want to see needs to have value. See, it used to be in the past that if you were just posting something relatively interesting to you, people would share it because there just weren't that many early settlers on Pinterest, on Instagram, on Facebook. Now everybody and their brother's there and everyone's trying to figure out how to have more eyeballs on their stuff. And as I always say, it's not the eyeballs that matter. It's the connection you have with people that really matters. And in order to have a connection, you got to be a human. It's hard to have a connection with a logo or a building or an entity. And we know there's thousands of employees there. I mean, we can like those things, but I don't have a personal connection unless I really feel like I know and like one person. I mean, there are brands I like. But it's just easier in social media for those of us who are individuals to connect as an individual. But in most cases, we don't feel like we belong to a brand. We're just a fan of a brand. When we want to belong to something, that happens when we create tribe, when we create people who are lifers, meaning they're with us for life because they know we have their back for life. So that's the good news. It also really helps to understand this is happening in all areas of social media. Let me give you an example of this. About a year ago, I could get easily 10 to 12,000 likes on any video I posted on Instagram. Now I'm lucky if I get like 4,000 likes and I've got way more followers. Why is that? Well, part of it is because I created a program called Instagram Impact where I taught everybody how to do exactly what it was I was doing, how I was getting more followers, how I was getting people to suggest my Instagram page, instagram.com/Shalene Johnson, to their friends who it would be a good fit for. I shared with people how to create those videos, how to put a call to action in every video, how to create videos from your phone that didn't take you more than maybe even 5 minutes to create an awesome 15-second video that could basically go viral on Instagram and drive traffic to your website. And I taught people how to do this. I showed them all the apps I was using, how I was importing music, how I was editing those videos from my phone, how I was getting other big pages to share my videos. And in doing so, I saturated the market. I really do believe that. You can see, I can see, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I can see that my own reach has gone down because thousands and thousands of people started using this formula. And I'm not trying to say it's just because of Instagram Impact, but a trend started to evolve. And very quickly after I released Instagram Impact, there was just a flood of people doing exactly what I was doing and some of them so much better, I must say. And that's okay. And for those of you who teach people how to do what you do, you just have to look at that as affirmation that what you're doing works and it's helping other people. And we're always rewarded when we generously share our knowledge and generously share techniques that work. But it does keep you on your toes, and you've got to figure out, okay, what can I do next to really stand out? We're seeing a saturation. That means there's more supply and demand. That means now people are watching the videos, and it's not as astonishingly interesting because there's lots of them just like that. The same is true on Pinterest, on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. So we're seeing better content. That means we're raising the bar. That means that value needs to be your number one focus when you post anything in social media. Why? Because we're short on time. We know that our family needs us. Real people in real life need us. And we don't want to be on our phone 24/7. So if it's like, you know, a picture of your dog, that's cute, but I'm not going to click on it. And then when you post a picture of, you know, you and some random person you went to high school with, that's really interesting to you, but it's not of value to me, so I don't click on it. And eventually, if I'm not clicking on many of your things, then it no longer shows up in the newsfeed. Now, if you're posting something that I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool, this is something I could try, this entertained me, I got a good chuckle out of this, this made me laugh, this made me learn something, well, then it's of value to me. It's worth my 10 seconds. It's worth my 15 seconds. And that's just where we are, people. The reason why people make such a big deal about Facebook is because it's one of the few social media platforms where we can actually see and monitor and track organic reach. I think that if we did the same thing in other social media platforms, people would see much of the same trend. So how do we get more of our content to be seen organically, meaning without a paid ad on Facebook? And I'm telling you, today, as of September 2014, it's video. But there's a specific formula that works best, and I'm going to share with you those strategies. The best tip that I can offer you in all things related to business and social media is think about your own behaviors. When you click a video, don't you want to like immediately get to the action? Isn't it annoying, especially like on YouTube, when you click on a video and you're like, are you kidding me? I have to watch 30 seconds of this super annoying ad. How many times do you just leave? Or when you click on a video and there's someone standing over your shoulder saying, okay, just hold on. It comes in at like the 1 minute mark. That's just too long to wait, right? So the first thing you have to remember is you need to grab people in the first 15 seconds of your video. They need to understand that this is going to be good and it's going to be worth their time. So start at the car chase. Start where the action starts. Start with something that immediately grabs people's attention and keeps them interested. Because we have a short attention span, that means that videos that are under 2 minutes or less see the greatest number of shares. Why? Because we respect the time of our friends. So if it's a 10-minute video, less people are going to share it. Now, that might sound really surprising coming from someone who's as long-winded as me. I mean, I'm notorious for making hour-long videos, but I'm not expecting people to share those videos with, you know, any random. I'm expecting those people who are going to share those videos are going to share them with people who are interested in learning. They want to go back to school. They want an hour worth of picking my brain or for me to share with them my best practices, how I've done something, a formula. You won't get a video from me just rambling on for an hour. If I'm going to give people an hour-long video, which I often do, like for example, with my Smart Success launch or for Marketing Impact, I want people to watch those videos and go, this helped my business. This made my life easier. I didn't know this before. I can't believe she shared this information with me. This was worth my time. This was so valuable. I have to tell other people about this. And someday when I'm ready to make an investment to go deeper, to learn more, to really get the advanced techniques, I'm going to look to Shalene. I'm going to sign up for this event. But in the meantime, until people get to that place where they really understand making an investment in themselves, I still want them to see the return on the investment of just their time. I want people, even if they're not coming to that event, I want them to spend an hour or 45 minutes or even 20 minutes watching that video, taking some notes and going, dang, I just got some killer information. This was better than reading, you know, a book or studying this for a year because it was like the cliff notes. But in general, when we're talking about sharing to the general population, people want a short video. And as a matter of fact, the shorter the video, the more shares you can expect to see. Even less than 20 seconds, videos under a minute see the most shares and likes of all. You have to remember that the longer the video, the less likely someone is to actually go back and like and comment because they've already used whatever extra time they had to watch the video. So shorter videos get more comments, more likes, and more shares. Under 2 minutes whenever possible. Videos show up in our newsfeed just like a photo. So people have to look at the screen share and decide, what is this about? And it needs to be self-explanatory. If it's grainy or a dark image, or it's really kind of difficult to see what the video might be about, the chances of somebody clicking on it are much lower. Now, Facebook actually used to show us on our Facebook like pages the reach of a video, but just recently in the last couple of weeks, what we're seeing now is they're actually showing you how many people have viewed the video. Pretty cool. And that's just telling us that Facebook is putting more emphasis on video. Now, before I go much further, let me clarify that where they're placing emphasis is not on video everywhere, but specifically video that is uploaded specifically to Facebook, which is different from me posting my own video to YouTube and then sharing the YouTube link on Facebook. That's getting views too, but it's as much as triple the number of views if you post it directly to Facebook. Yes, we are seeing more links being shared in the news feed, including video, of course, but those videos that are uploaded directly to Facebook see way more traction. So keep that in mind. Here's what I've been doing. If I create one video, I upload it to YouTube, and then I upload it to Facebook separately. And then maybe a week later, I will share the link that I used for Facebook, and I'll get some great reach even with the link from my YouTube video. But categorically, the video when I upload it directly to Facebook gets 2 to 10 times more views and likes and comments and shares than when I just share the link from YouTube. But getting back to what people see in their newsfeed, they see like a little, you know, almost like a thumbnail or a tiny picture of what your video is about, right? It's like the screen capture. Facebook technology, when you upload a video, simply grabs one of any random frames in your video and it shows that as your quote unquote thumbnail. Now, a thumbnail is basically like a mini picture of what the video is about. And too often, people just allow Facebook to select that randomly and then post the video and never go back in and edit it. I'm telling you, that is key. I suspect you've heard it here first that soon Facebook will allow us to upload our own thumbnail image. But as it stands right now, you do have the option to click on the video once it's uploaded. And then you will right-click where it says Edit Video. Now, this isn't that easy to find. So this is one episode where you're going to need to go to my blog, shaleenjohnson.com/podcast. Click on this episode, which is Facebook Video. And I'm going to show you a little screenshot tutorial of how you can very quickly edit your Facebook video. You need to do this because when you upload your video, you need to select the best possible thumbnail for people to want to click on your video. I see this happening all too often where it's just a random screen grab and it's not very flattering, it's not very interesting, and it doesn't make people want to click on it. Once somebody has given you their trust and they're watching your video, as I like to describe for you, this is when a very important connection and relationship starts. Now remember, right now we're talking about a video that you're in or that you have the ability to upload because it's your content, not simply sharing someone else's video. But if you've created a video yourself and you've done so, perhaps even using the technology from your smartphone, which is what I recommend you do, you don't have to spend a lot of time editing videos or creating long content for your Facebook videos. In fact, I think the most effective way to do this is to film it from your smartphone, use one of the apps that I'm going to recommend and refer to in my show notes for this episode so that you can edit it quickly and you can include a recorded voiceover. I use iMovie for my iPhone. My stomach is growling. Can you hear that? I swear I'm not hungry. I hope you can't hear that on the mic. I use iMovie for my iPhone. It's an app you can download. I think there is a fee for it. Again, all of these will be in my show notes. You don't have to write anything down. Keep your hands on the steering wheel or whatever it is you're doing. It's got this really cool feature where I can actually record over my video. Now, this is important because this is the first time we've had a relationship, meaning you watching my video, us getting to know each other. And as I always say, you want to take control of that relationship and don't let it end there. It's like going on a first date. If you go on an awesome first date, you don't go, bye. You say, hey, can I call you again? Or this was really fun. We should do it again. Can I get your number? Whatever. You need a call to action. You need a next step for our relationship. It doesn't have to be click here and add to cart, but it should be something that keeps the relationship going. So in almost every video, I will record a voiceover that says, hey, if you enjoyed this video, leave me a comment below and let me know what other types of videos you'd like to see. Or recently, I've been promoting my podcast. Even if it's an exercise video or something completely unrelated to my podcast, I'll just, in the end of the video, I'll put a little picture that's an icon of my podcast show. And I'll say, hey, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but I now have a podcast show in the iTunes store. Be sure to download The Chalene Show or be sure to download Build Your Tribe. It's a quick little call to action that keeps the relationship going. It's difficult to get people's attention. It's even harder to start a deep, connected relationship. Once you have that opportunity, make use of it. Let people know what it is you'd like for them to do next. Even if it's as simple as be sure to share this video and leave me a comment letting me know your thoughts. I use the 80-20 rule when it comes to video and Facebook. And by that, I mean 20% of the time, you will see that I have a direct call to action that's almost like an ad. It's almost like my way of promoting either a freemium or something that I want people to do, some action that I want them to take or some product or service that I want them to be aware of outside of what's just contained in that video. Here's a great way to do this. It doesn't detract from the value of your video and also doesn't feel like it's slimy and unrelated or that anyone's been tricked. What I'll try to do is create a video that relates to whatever freemium it is I want people to take advantage of. And instead of running an ad campaign or maybe even in conjunction with an ad campaign that I'm doing, I will create a little banner across the bottom of my video. Now I do this using an app. I use a combination of phone apps that I take the video, I pull it into this app. Specifically, I use Pick, Play, Post. It's like a collage app. And what I do is I use the collage that is a split screen. I drag the bottom split screen down so it's very, very small, taking up maybe, say, 10% of the square. And the top square I'll use for the video. The bottom square allows you to pull in an additional video. But instead of pulling in an additional video, what I do is I create an image that'll say, go to smartsuccessseminar.com. I create that little font image by using an app called Over. Again, these are all my show notes. I just type those words out and then I screenshot it. And then I pull that image from my photo roll into the bottom little square where you would, most people would normally place a video. And instead, I've got a little call to action. Those videos don't get shared any less. That way, I don't have to post a link to accompany my video. I'm just uploading a video. And when you watch the video, you're seeing the little link where you can go to get my freemium the entire time you're watching the video. Another great app to do this with is called Stack Motion. It's actually made by the same company that does Pick, Play, Post. I like Stack Motion a lot. I'm pretty sure it doesn't allow you to do videos more than 2 minutes. But what's cool about Stack Motion is you can pull your video in and then you can select front of the video. And that allows you to place a font or a call to action or words over the top of your video. Like, for example, you could say, be sure to visit my website at chalenejohnson.com or for more great recipes, go to cj7day.com. I always try to ask myself, is this a video that is valuable? Does it help people? Does it educate them? Does it entertain them? Does it motivate them? And most often I'm trying to just provide great value that teaches something. But from time to time, stuff that does really, really well on Facebook is that which entertains people. It's funny. A video I posted this week, this is kind of funny. I had this little blooper video. It's like 16 seconds long. And it was two different exercises I was trying to do in my home gym. And I had my little camera set up and I hurt myself really bad. And you know, when you stub your toe, sometimes words come out of your mouth that a dignified lady such as myself should not be saying. And those words came out of my mouth. And I thought, well, this is funny. I'll put a little sound effect over the word so that I can keep it PG. And then I'll post the video so that people, you know I'm a human. And I did that. Except that I posted the wrong video. I actually posted the video with the swear words, like bad words. I'm really embarrassed. And I didn't realize it until the next morning. And I'm like, I was horrified. I swear. I would have never posted the video with the profanity in it because it's just not ladylike. It's not classy. It's not cool, but it just happened, right? And I woke up and yep, I'm embarrassed, but also entertained to tell you that that video in just 2 days, actually less than 2 days, it reached over 2 million Facebook people. And get this, it was viewed a million times. So that means over half of the people who it reached actually watched it. And that's a really high number because usually your reach on a video is going to be much higher than your views. But now Facebook is telling us what the views are on a video. People want to know that you're real. Even if you do have a professional brand, you're still a person. And when you can show people how much you have in common, people relate to it. I assumed, I was so afraid to read the comments. I'm like, oh my gosh, people on Facebook are so mean. I'm going to get ripped. I'm going to get so many unfollows. People are going to be so offended. I'm so afraid right now to read these comments. But you know what? I can always delete the video. And I started reading through them and everyone was like, it's so great to know that you're a human being. I like you more now. I know you're a Christian, but I too use these words by accident. And it's just cool to see this side of you. So be real, be brief, be funny, and then be gone. Make them short, make them real. Help people understand how much you have in common with them, even if it has nothing to do with what you stand for or what people have come to know you for. From time to time, post a very funny little video that shows people you're human and we probably have a lot in common. So now let's talk about music. Now, not every video, of course, needs to use music, but you want to be very careful, especially on Facebook, that you're using music which you have the rights to use. Now, I'm very familiar with music licensing and royalties because of all of the exercise videos that I've done over the course of the last 15 years. And yes, I admit that I have posted many videos to Instagram where the clips are less than 15 seconds using a popular song without licensing it. Many of us do this. Almost everyone does this. Very few people use royalty-free licensed music. However, recently, many of the major labels have been coming down on bloggers and popular YouTube personalities and coming after them for unpaid royalties for music used in their videos. Without taking up too much time going into the legal ramifications of using music, which you're not licensed to use, let me say this. It's just not worth the risk. So if you are going to use music in your videos, especially if you're making exercise videos or great videos where you want a little lead-in with music or an outro with music, please be sure to use royalty-free music. Royalty-free music means that you have permission to use it in your videos. Now, there's lots of rumors going around about how long. Now, there's plenty of rumors that you can use a certain length of music or a certain type of music, or if you do this or do that, you can use popular music. But the truth is, most of those things are false information. Why not just be safe as opposed to being sorry or having to deal with a lawsuit? I suggest that you use royalty-free music in your videos. I too was guilty of doing this on Facebook, and I got notification from Facebook that one of the videos I had posted and accidentally, true story, uploaded a popular song when I thought I was uploading a royalty-free song, and then I loaded it to my Facebook page from my phone, and I found the next day that I couldn't post any videos to Facebook. Facebook had actually banned me from the ability to post videos to my Facebook wall. Now, I was still able to use my other privileges on Facebook, but I wasn't allowed to post video. And as you can imagine, that's where I get my greatest engagement and reach. So the ban lasted about 2 or 3 days, I believe. And they lifted the ban after sending me notification about their licensing and regulations regarding music use. All I had to do then was just click a few boxes and agree that I would never post music that I didn't have the rights to again. Got a little slap on the wrist, but it was a wake-up call, and it was right after that big story appeared in the news about the makeup artist on YouTube who was being sued by all these music labels because she'd used music in some of her very simple tutorial videos. Yikes! It was enough to scare me. So here's how you get royalty-free music. First of all, you can simply go to YouTube and type in royalty-free music. Now, be sure to read any notifications about how and where you can use that music. Some other great sources for really, really inexpensive royalty-free music, which you'll have the rights to use anywhere you want. Number one is Pond, P-O-N-D-5.com. Other sites include Premiere Beat. .com, stock music site, SITE.com. And as you know, I will put links to all of these sites in my show notes. So do you really need to use video? Not necessarily, but here's the deal. Video works on Facebook beautifully. unbelievably beautifully. I mean, just yesterday I posted this dumb little video, very, very short, less than 20 seconds, and it got over a million views in 24 hours. Video is just the ultimate way to connect. Now, if you haven't already, I urge you to listen to the episode I created called Be Better on Video. Not all video is created equal. There are some things that you should be doing to make a better connection, to provide better value for your lifers. This is really important. As I've mentioned in many previous programs, the way that we capture people's attention and the way that we connect with people, it's changing and it's going to continue to evolve. I do know this. We are all being inundated with data and information and people and sources and things demanding, just barraging us for our attention everywhere. I mean, our phones, the laptop, the iPad, instant messaging, Facebook inbox, Instagram, all these social media platforms, not to mention real life. And because of that, the way that we need to connect with people is changing. We're becoming much more discerning. Now we realize so many people are demanding our attention that we are only going to give it to those which provide us value. We've had to prioritize where our eyeballs go. And now most of us realize, I don't have much time. Everybody wants my attention. I've got to give my attention where it makes a difference for me. So make sure your videos make a difference for people. You need to create great video. And you've got to get better at just being you. It's the quickest way to connect. And lastly, how do we get people to actually share our videos? Everything I mentioned in this episode will help to ensure that your videos are being shared. One of the most important factors, if I had to list just one, would be the length of your video. Shorter videos are more likely to be shared. But how do you get people to comment on them and then comment back and forth on each other's comments? Well, that part's up to you. Facebook is really cracking down on quote-unquote tricks or trickery that people are using to get people to comment or to like on their videos. But if you're just honest about it and it's a legitimate question you're asking people to comment on, that's the best way to get people to share, comment, and interact with each other. What does the video pertain to? What is it you would want to know after somebody watched that video? Authenticity will never go out of style. And I don't think that Facebook will ever create an algorithm that can identify authenticity. And we just know when people are being authentic. So my best advice to you is to create great video, use it to get more engagement and more reach on Facebook, and remember to be authentic. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I can't wait to see your video. Don't forget to tag me. Oh, and if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe. That's the best way you can help me get the word out about this show.
Thanks for listening, lifers. Shalene invites you to join her for her free coaching program designed to help you get organized, productive, and laser focused on what really matters. To sign up for her free video coaching program, please visit 30daypush.com. Yeah.